I'm here with Liam Murphy, who is a classical musician in the area. Hello, Liam. There's something happening this Friday night you want to talk about.
Yes, Rachel. Thanks for having me. Yeah, this Friday we've got a guitar event on Friday the 13th at 7 p.m. at the Cultural Arts Center down here at 201 East Route 66. We'll have two guitarists from Athens, Greece performing for us, and these are guitarists of great accomplishment. They've traveled the world, and they perform at guitar festivals. They perform in all the greatest concert halls throughout the world, in Europe, North and South America, and Northern Africa mostly. As I said, they're from Greece, so that is kind of their circle. And we're lucky enough this time around on their circle through the United States and Canada that they're going to stop in Gallup.
So how did you get them to stop in Gallup?
I approached the Southwest Indian Foundation, and they were gracious enough to host this this pair of guitarists that I met. Now I know Giannis for 10 years. We were colleagues for a while and classmates for a while. And while I was doing some of my my graduate work, he was finishing up his doctorate. So we kind of overlapped a little bit. We became friends. And while he was doing his tour, he asked me if there was an opportunity for a performance in Gallup. And I said, sure, before maybe I should have. But fortunate enough, it's all coming together now. And in the final hour, as I said, this is on Friday. I know him and his wife are going to put on a fantastic performance, but I think we all will be lucky to come on out and enjoy that ourselves. It's a whole sort of event. Maya Mira and myself, I'm the band director and choir director over at Maya Mira. So we've been doing a lot of fundraising. We've been selling donuts. And one of the things that we've managed to align ourselves with is a fundraiser. The Southwest Indian Foundation has said that once all our expenses are paid, that they will gladly donate everything to the Maya Mira Music Department. So that is very generous on their part, and it's very helpful to us because we are always looking to go on trips, go to festivals, and lots of things. There was one recently, there was a select band up in Durango, and we weren't able to go because it's not a school-sponsored event. Had we had some money in our accounts, we wouldn't have been able to go do those things. But this is sort of what we've been doing in this last semester here. We've been trying to raise some money. We've been doing a pretty good job at it.
So after the school term ends, you'll have a little free time. Any performance plans for you this summer?
So I would like to do a lot of performing. Have done some performing recently in town in more of a rock and roll setting. But I've talked to Bill Krasmowski lately, and we plan to do some things at maybe one of the art crawls this summer, some guitar and viola or violin. He wants to do some tango, so I'm looking forward to doing some of them this summer with him when he gets a chance. The Alexandra and Giannis guitar duo from Athens, Greece, will be playing at the Gallup Cultural Center, the train station, at 7 p.m. this Friday evening, April 13th, on a stop during their tour of the U.S. and Canada. For more information on these classical guitarists, you can visit their website. That's Alexandra, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A, Giannis, YANNIS.com, AlexandraGiannis.com. And there you can collect some information. And we hope to see everybody out there on Friday night, everybody that can, everybody that's interested in guitar, or generally anyone that's a music fan. I think you're not going to be disappointed here. There's music. A brief description of their event is called Viva la Danza. It's a trip in time and place with dances for two guitars, from Greece to Brazil and from Italy to the United States. And of course, their very own transcription of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, an outstanding work from the iconic American composer George Gershwin that is always a thrill for their audiences.
Who else is going to be performing?
We've sort of piggybacked a Maya Mira fundraiser on this, and some of the Maya Mira Select group is going to perform it. A Maya Mira Brass Quintet is going to perform a few selections to sort of open up for Alexandra and Giannis, and they will get us in the mood for some of the great things that the guitar duo will present.
And who knows, maybe in 10 years, some of your students will be teaching music or performing on the circuit.
I'm sure of it. Two of the ones that are in the, they're all in honor band, but two of them are in all state band. So that's a great honor. And to have two of our students from this community represent us over there amongst the state's best is a great honor.
Liam Murphy, Miramura High School, local classical musician, raconteur.
Thank you, Rachel.